I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last month, we reported on the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom's annual report. And now the commission has released a special country update on Bangladesh. Vincent Michael of FMI.
The report is kind of briefing us as Americans about the situation. So according to the report, there were kind of four reasons why the USCIRF felt they needed to release this information. The first was the Vested Property Act. And then the Digital Security Act was number two. And then they listed the rise of religious extremism. And fourth, they listed challenges posed by local law enforcement.
The Vested Property Act allows people to seize property from religious minorities, including Christians. Please pray. Anxiety, fear, and frustration are running rampant in Yemen, just like the coronavirus. COVID-19 is killing approximately 80 people a day in Yemen's temporary capital city. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
Following COVID-19 prevention guidelines is a matter of life or death for Yemenis, since the country's health system is completely overwhelmed. At our website, there's a full report written by a Yemeni believer from a Muslim background who lives in the diaspora. This person says believers in the hardest hit areas of Yemen are leaving sadness and fear at the foot of the cross. They're standing united in prayer and a commitment to follow the best prevention and health practices. Let us stand in prayer with our brothers and sisters in Yemen, even as they stand with us. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.